Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, is this Alicia?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Alicia. My
Hello.
Name is Ashley. How are you today?
I got a headache, but I'm doing fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you taken anything?
Not yet.
Oh, please do. Are you hungry, maybe? I know.
Yeah,
I
was just
headache.
About to say it's because I haven't eaten yet. That's all.
Oh, okay. What time is your lunch?
6:30.
Oh. Well, hopefully you can grab a quick break and get you something to eat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just want to let you know, my name's Ashley. I know you're coming over from Sarah's team. We haven't had too much time to talk, but I have been wanting to get with you. I have some free time now to go over some QAs and some things.
Yeah,
I
know.
They've
been
horrible.
They've been horrible. I know. I'm trying though. I've just been going through some stuff, but
okay.
Yeah, I'm this week. I'm trying to do my best this week, and it'll get better. I'm not sure. Somebody called me last week. I'm not sure who it was, but they were with ASK. I was trying to get in contact with them about my schedule change, because they asked me if I wanted to change my schedule or anything like that. And I wanted to switch back to part-time, but I'm still debating on that, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still debating on that, though, because my son, he's at home now with virtual because he's autistic. And
Yeah, okay.
He's at home, and so I moved in with my dad. So I got less time on my hands than I did before. Cause
oh,
he's ill as well.
I definitely understand. Yeah, okay. Well, so all that has been going on. I do understand where,
yeah.
You know, especially you working from home, where
yes.
All that can take effect with, you know, your calls. So let me ask you this, with your schedule, I know that's still kind of up in the air. Have you reached out to Nate?
Not yet, because I literally just changed my schedule to this one. So that's why I'm debating on whether I should change it or not, because I literally just switched it from I was on night shift, and I switched it from night shift to this shift. So that's why I don't want to change it as of yet, because it's too soon to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that. You know, when you get that figured out, if that is what you want to do, I may suggest just shooting Nate Guevara a quick email. I'm sure he'd be happy to help.
Yeah.
Right. Well, look, I do want to let you know, I've been listening to some of your calls when I have a second.
Mm-hmm.
You sound great on the phone. You really have a calm and pleasant tone assisting customers, especially when they're upset. You don't seem to, you know, allow them to rile you up too much, you know, or let it leak into your calls. And I really appreciate that. I don't know if Sarah would have went over before, but we have some reports that we pull daily.
Mm-hmm.
One of these is, it's called the under 30 second report.
Mm-hmm.
It's where anytime a call is under 30 seconds, it automatically grabs that. And we have to go through and review those calls. Typically what that would be like a representative getting a prank call, you call out and, you know, advise that you're disconnecting the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do so. Reviewing this report, I did find a few calls for you This was for the, I believe, the yesterday and the day before it was. So for the day yesterday, there was three for Alpha Strategies, Gelber, and WeTask, Koala. What was found is that a few you had never answered, either never answered or you like called out once for the customer and just disconnected. Those calls were about 15 seconds long. So I just want to give you a little reminder on that. Anytime you get like a dead air call, prank recording, anything of that nature, just the same as you would for like dead air, call out.
Okay.
Up to 30 seconds. If you don't get a response, just say disconnecting the line due to no response twice and move on to the next call.
Okay.
And that pretty much covers the 30 second and under report for what I found on there. So from there, I went into the disciplinary system. And I had noticed, you know, you have a few prior coachings. One back in January and one in February for, like, not answering, you know, the call, being in follow-up work, and things of that nature. So what this is regarding is, well, your QAs, unfortunately, this is for the week of the end week of March, where you had a Gelber call, there was no customer on the line, and you had sat on that call for, it was upwards of 2 minutes and 14 seconds. You sat there, I believe, until the call auto-wrapped. Is there any reason you wouldn't be assisting the customers? Are you, like, trying to handle, you know, your son's schooling?
I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure. Maybe I was trying to get him quiet or something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, since I'm back at home with my dad now, he helps me with my son. So that shouldn't be an issue.
Wonderful. At least you're able to get a little help there. So that's good news. The reason I asked, because on this day, on the 27th, there was, two more calls in the same manner. One was for Lit Media, same thing, about 2 minutes and a second long. And the other was for Supreme, same date, where you opened at about 38 seconds. You called out for the customer. And while sharing some information, the call was dropped. So I did have to run that through 5-9, and the 5-9 report did confirm that you disconnected on the customer.
Yeah, I probably didn't hear him. That's why I disconnected it. Because sometimes my the little thingy, it'll be up and I can't hear. So then when I go in, and I have to restart it, and then it'll come back up. I thought I reported that one to IT. I guess not.
Yeah, because I did double check, and I was just about to mention, you know, you working from home, I notice every day, all day, every day, agents working from home have, you know, technical difficulties here and there. I don't really know how it is with you, but anytime you do have any issues, and it doesn't matter, you know, even if it's resolved near about immediately, please post it in the group, because that's the only way I would be able to go back and verify for you. And if I were to find, you know, that you were having IT issues and you posted, I would most definitely fight it. But I did double check. There was nothing I could find. So all three of those calls I mentioned, unfortunately, QA did catch, and they were zeros, which has really hurt your score, as well. I did notice, and this may have something to do with what you said with your son being on virtual learning and you moving, your attendance for the past 30 days has been,
it's been crazy.
It's about a it's about a 29%. Do you have any intention, you know, when the pandemic settles down, we are going to start pulling agents back in-house. Do you have any intention to stay working from home?
Yes, that's what I'm working on now. I'm trying to get that better.
Okay.
So like I said, as far as this week, everything, I'll be back on track with everything. It was a lot going on with me, and now I'm just now getting myself back together to be able to do anything for myself. And I also was going through a lot of mental stuff because my husband and I are separated right now. So it's just a lot going on right now. So that's why I said this week I'm working, I'm trying, and I promise it'll get better. Cause I've been here on the 14th. I'll be here for a year, so I'm trying to keep that up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm glad your first year anniversary is coming up. And I'm sorry, you know, with the weird team transfer, and it's been a bit of an awkward time. And you know, I'm just really fully aware of all the issues you are having at home, and I understand, you know, it can have some part to play in handling calls. I get that. And I have full confidence as well, you know, because I've even taken a look at your rolling QA score that's sent out per week, and I do see a little bit of a trend, but what I've noticed is that you're fully capable of turning your score completely around from one week to the next. I have noticed that. So you know how to handle calls and, you know, assist these customers. So I think with, you know, me being more aware of what is going on moving forward, we can work together, make sure you're more comfortable handling stuff. So I do want to let you know, we've started a new thing. It's called team building.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to allow me more time that I don't have to focus on, you know, just the floor or holding teams, where I can set more time aside to meet with y'all, not just on QAs or, you know, time adherence or anything like that, but just to review areas. Maybe you have a goal. Maybe, you know, you need to go over some script pages. We can review anything, organizing emails, really anything about work or life you would like to go over. So I'm looking to get that in the works within the next week or so.
Okay.
Let's see. There is just one more call, and this was on the 29th of March, and it was for Koala HMC.
Mm-hmm.
The customer was calling out for you. They had called out hello twice. You never responded to the customer. You never opened the call. So I do want to let you know, you would have to open the call within the first 10 seconds unless the customer is still speaking. Failing to open the calls and assisting customers is a potential chargeback situation, and we're trying to avoid that at all costs.
Okay.
As well as sitting on any dead air call without trying to see if a customer is on the line that you can assist, and disconnect if there's not, may be considered abuse of company time. So try to avoid that moving forward. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did you have any questions on What I've went over?
No, but I really do appreciate you giving me this talk today. I needed a little push. I really did. I needed a little push.
You know what? I think everybody needs a little push every now and then. I think it's just normal. So now that you are aware, just work on these areas going forward. Let me ask you this. Do you check your QAs regularly?
I normally do, but for the past few weeks, I haven't checked them. But I normally be on it. I normally check it every day when I get the email. I normally check it. But I just haven't, I haven't been checking it like I'm supposed to because I already know that they off the charts crazy. I haven't been checking them.
Here's what I tell everybody. I know with everything going on, try to, if you can, if you have the time, try to check your emails at least once a day. And at least your QAs once a day, if you can. Here's why. That QA score is going to tell you what you were deducted for. So that way you're more aware of the little areas you may need to work on. That way when you're on calls, you can go ahead and keep an eye out for those situations before they arise.
Okay. Alicia. Yeah, I normally check it every day, but yeah, like I said, I haven't been doing nothing, right? I've just been all over the place.
Oh.
But I'm getting back. I'm getting back on my feet now, so everything will be okay.
All right. Great to hear. Look, if you ever need anything, I'm just letting you know my schedule. I do work 6 to 3. My off days or Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm here any other day. If you ever need me, don't hesitate to reach out in Teams. I'm going to, in the week coming up, try to get a little class together, with you, maybe a few other agents at a time, see what we can do, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. You're
Do I
very
need to sign
welcome.
Anything?
Just, yes. I would like to let you know, due to, unfortunately, the last step being a verbal warning, this is the next step, a written warning.
Okay.
I have every confidence in you that this is going to be the last step you get for these deductions, because I know that you're going to get that fixed. You do want to stay working from home, so, of course, the attendance does need to stay above the 90% as well as QAs. So I already have this typed up, entered, and I just need to go in and sign it. I'm about to leave for the day. So before I go, I'm going to send you a reminder email just letting you know that it's ready and waiting for you, okay?
Okay, let me do that while I have the time now.
Let me
see. Is it Internet Explorer or was it Microsoft? I forgot now.
Internet Explorer. You should find it on your agent overview page.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was, the Internet Explorer or the... Okay, here we go.
All right. So I just signed it and hit submit. So I don't know. You might have to refresh for it to pop up.
Here you go. It's coming up now. It's loading. I don't remember my username. Is it?
It should be all lowercase E Williams.
Okay.
And the password should be at ASK.
Did I put it in wrong? Yeah, put it in my. Nope, put it in wrong again. E. Williams. AMS at ASK.
I might be wrong. The password might be at 123. My login's been saved. I haven't used the credentials in a minute.
Nope.
Try at 123.
Nope, that wasn't it either. Let's see. Let me exit out and try it again. Because if I try it again and like that, I get locked out. And I got to contact IT and reset all this and do all that. I think that was it. If I can find my paperwork, I can see. Hold on.
Yeah,
I got my login info right here.
Cool.
Got my folder right in my drawer. Here we go. So it's CRM. Is this? Yeah, no, it's E. Williams. It's my name, and then the password is Elisha Williams at ASK. There we go. Okay. That was today. Nope, that wasn't today. Here we go. And no. Today. And submit. All right. I submitted it.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Alicia. That's awesome. Well, is there anything else we could go over while I have you?
No. It is finally nice to meet you. It's nice to talk to you. It's finally.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, I was like, who is my team lead? Who is my supervisor? I don't know.
I have sent you a welcome.
Email. I saw that, but I don't. When I went to, I saw you had added me to the teams as well, and I'm I'm like, don't nobody be on this page.
Oh no,
this isn't right.
I try to post. Yeah, you can tell I haven't been there in a minute.
Yeah, the last time
I'm
it was active was in February.
February.
I was like, what?
I know. I'm trying to get that started. Like, find some time where I can go through all my emails and, like, find all different updates. Like, at least for the past 2 months, take screenshots and update, you know, with the most recent protocols and stuff for y'all.
Okay. Well, excuse me. Yeah, thank you. I really do appreciate this push, because I needed a little push to get better.
All right, Elise.
I was falling off.
Well, I understand, especially with everything you stated, but no worries. I do thank you for chatting with me a bit. I hope you enjoy the rest of your shift, and just reach out if you need anything, okay?
Yes, ma'am, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.